open to hear your word, their hearts open to receive your word. I pray, Father, that they will leave this service changed. All those that are watching, that they'll be changed as a result of this service, giving praise and honor to you for all the wonderful things that you are doing in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your call and anointing upon me, and that's where I rest, and I thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, last week, I began this message titled, it's just a simple title, Ask God. Ask God. And where there's a need in our life, we don't need to hesitate to talk to God about it. Can I tell you something? God never, ever get tired of you talking to him. He loved the fellowship. Amen. And if there's a need, he wants you to ask him. Matter of fact, we find in the Word of God where it says we have not because we don't ask. We have not because we don't ask. And of course, we talked about that last week. So, I'll just give you these scripture references. You don't have to turn there. Matter of fact, if you were here last week, you got them already if you wrote them down. But first of all, before I do that, let me tell you this. We have to understand, and I told you this last week too, don't ever lose sight. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that we are laborers together with him. Amen. You know, on your job, if you're not the boss yourself, somebody is the boss. There is a supervisor. And you know, in order to get the job done the way it's supposed to be done, you have to be able to communicate with your supervisor. If you have questions, you need to go to that person and let them know, I have a question about this, I have a question about that, or I need this, or whatever it is you may need. And you know, that's called working together, isn't it? Yeah, that's called working together. And so we have to understand and never forget that God has everything we need. God already has everything that you will ever need. Because he's not lacking in anything. That's the reason he's God. He's not lacking in anything. So whatever we need, we can approach him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has promised that he would meet our needs, that he would answer our prayers. Of course, we learned also, though, that there are conditions, isn't it? A better way of saying that, there are some things that can hinder our prayers. There are some things that can hinder our answer or hinder us receiving from God. So we have to watch out for those things, and we talked about those things last week. In Luke chapter 11, verse 9 and 10, we talked about the fact that if we ask, it would be given to us. Mark 11, 24, once we ask, we need to believe that we receive what we ask God for. And of course, in the book of James chapter 4, especially the first three verses, we're told that we need to examine our motives, right? Huh?
Amen.
Amen. And then in John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8, Jesus said, you know, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall what? Ask what you will and it what? It'll be done for you. But we learn, though, that we have to abide in him and his words have to abide in us. We must abide in him and his words has to abide in us. The word of God is more important to you and to me than our daily bread. You hear me? Because when you have the word of God and you're walking in the word of God and living in the word of God and abiding in him, you may not have anything, but something's going to show up. Now I believe someone need to hear that. When you don't have nothing, but you have God, something is going to show up for you. I know from experience. I know from experience. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's the reason, one of the reasons that we're told to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we'll to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified on Calvary's cross. To preach the fact that he died for our sins and he rose again and he's alive forevermore. Amen. But you know what? That gets us having that, listen to me, having that knowledge gets us into the kingdom of God, gets us into the family of God. But you know what? Once we get into into the family of God, then we've got to learn about him, learn how to operate in the family, learn how to live as a member of God's family. Are you still here? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when you learn, let me say this one, when you study God's word, when you hear God's word and you study God's word, that's when things begin to change for you. Listen, I'm here to tell you, God will touch somebody's heart. God will speak to somebody concerning you. You hear me? Even if he speak to an individual and tell them, this is what I want you to do for my son, or this is what I want you to do for my daughter. You know what? If that individual refuse, if that individual disobeys, guess what? God will go to somebody else. Yeah. I've been there. When my wife and I didn't have money to buy groceries, but somebody just shows up with several bags of grocery. Are you listening to me? Well, how did that happen? Because we stayed in faith. We stayed in the word of God. We continued to abide in him. I refused to get upset with God because I didn't have any food at that moment. God, where are you? Can't you see that I'm hungry? Can't you see that this is going on? Can't you see that I'm sick? Can't you see this? Can't you see? Yes, he see it. He knows about it. But he's already made the way for us. But we got to continue to abide in him, continue in his word. Matter of fact, Jesus said that. If you continue in my word, guess what? Then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. And what will the truth do for you? Set you free. Set you free. Y'all, I hope you're listening to me. The truth will set you free. And that's the reason I stress so much. Continue with him. Abide with him. Stay in his word. Now, I had you to go to 1 John chapter 5. You there? Understand this. When we ask God for something, and you've heard me say this before, so this is nothing new. When we ask God for something, we need to make sure that it lines up with his word, right? John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, I'll begin reading it, verse 14. 1 John 5:14. Now this is talking to us. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. Do you have confidence in him?
Yes.
Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, everybody say anything.
Amen.
Say it again.
If
we ask anything according to his will, look at me just a moment. Right here, this is his will. This is his will. All right? So if we ask anything according to his will, what happens? He hears us. He hears us. He hears us. It, what it does not say is he hears us if we feel like it. He hears if we have goosebumps. He hears if we're shouting. No, it says this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us no matter how you feel. Your feelings don't have a thing to do with it. He hears us. Now, verse 15. And if we know, see, you got to know, folks. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we, what? Have the petitions that we have asked of him. Glory to God. I hope you mark that in your Bible. And if we know that he hears us, so you got to know that he hears you, whether you feel like it or not, whether it looks like it or not, whether anything changed at all, you got to know that he heard you, because what you have asked him lined up with his will. It lines up with his will. Then we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. Now, you've heard me tell you this before, but maybe some haven't. But if you don't have it in your notes already, write it down. This is very, very, very important. Now, remember, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And since we know that he hears us, we have the petition that we ask of him. Now, having said that, write this down if you don't have it already. Some of you have it, maybe from another time. Faith begins where the will of God is known. I say it again. Faith begins where the will of God is known. When you know what the will of God is in a matter, you can have faith. Your faith will work because you know God and I agree. We agree. We're in agreement on this matter. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So since the word of God says, by his stripes we were healed, we can stand on that. And we can have faith for our healing. The word of God says, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Guess what? We can stand on that. We're in agreement with him. Amen. So now, if we, listen to me, if we know then what the Bible says about a matter, because the Bible is God's will, if we know what the Bible says about a matter, then why, if you come up here for prayer and ask me to be in agreement with you or to pray with you about something, we already know what the Bible says, why would I ask God, Lord, if it be your will? If I already know what his will is. If I already know what the Bible says. Lord, if it be your will. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So that's the reason we have to continue in the Word of God. Amen. And we'll know the truth. And the truth that we know will make us free or set us free. See, this, God's word is truth. God's word is truth. But the only part of that word is that's going to work for us is the word that we know and embrace. Hallelujah. Reading the Bible says, study. To show yourself approved unto God. Study. Learn the will of God. After all, we're laborers together, aren't we? Amen. We're laborers together with him. Now, I don't know how far I'm going to get on this, but I want to talk to you about something when it comes to asking. There is something that all of us must have. And we should ask God for it. And we should know what God's will is. Turn back to the book of James, the first chapter. James, the first chapter. I'll just begin reading it, verse 1. It says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That'll preach right there, won't it? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now let me read verse 4 again. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Now, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given him. You know what? We can ask God for specific things, and that is good and fine, and we should do that. But one of the main things that we as believers need to ask God for is wisdom. I want to read verse 2 again. Get a hold of this. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Okay? Count it as joy. Count it as joy. Count it as joy. Knowing, everybody say knowing. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, when you go through various trials, when you go through various tests, first of all, you count it as joy. Don't get all bent out of shape and you're mad at God and, oh, I'm going, you know, I'm just going to backslide. I'm going to walk away from God because as a child of God, you know, I shouldn't be dealing with this and I shouldn't be dealing with that. Well, the Bible tells us that there will be trials. The Bible tells us there will be trials. There will be tests. There will be challenges. But we are told to count it all joy, which means you should be praising the Lord right on through it from beginning to end. The praises of the Lord should be flowing out of your mouth. Not only the word of God, what God says, but praising God should be flowing right out of your mouth, right in the middle of it. Amen? But listen to what he is saying here. Right in the middle of what you're dealing with, or the trial that you may be have, that you may have, naturally, you don't see any way out. Naturally, you don't understand how this thing's going to get resolved. Is this thing going to take me down? Or is God going to come through for me? No, count it all joy, praise and bless the name of the Lord, and then ask God for the wisdom you need in the middle of this trial, in the middle of this challenge. Lord, I need wisdom. And he said, if you lack wisdom, right in the middle, they're talking about trials and tests here, right in the middle of it. He said, Lord, I thank you, and you remind God, not that he forgets, but it helps you, remind God what his word says about your situation, and then ask God to impart to you any wisdom you need. Amen. Because sometimes we get into things because of bad decisions we make. Now, we know that there's a devil out there, and he's always stirring up stuff. Amen? But sometimes we make it hard on our own selves because we just make bad decisions. So guess what? If we make a bad decision, God doesn't get angry at us and walk away from us and say, forget you. You know, you should have known better than that. So, you know, buddy, you on your own. No. That's the reason we have 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, guess what? He will also give us the wisdom we need not to make that mistake again. And he will give us the wisdom we need to get out of that situation. And sometimes, God uses his methods, whatever methods he chooses to use, but sometimes he may even use the gifts of the Holy Spirit to help you see where you are and how you can get out of it. One of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit is the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. And then there's the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. With the word of wisdom, God reveals things to us. And we're able to see things sometimes, you know, for our own benefit and sometimes for the benefit of others. God will use us to be a blessing to someone else through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But the thing is, wisdom is imparted to us so that we'll know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. You still here with me? And brothers and sisters, this is all available to us as children of God. But the thing about it, many of his children don't even know it. Don't even know it. So if any lack wisdom, let them ask of God. And listen to what else it says. Who gives to all liberally. Man, I tell you what, he'll pour the wisdom on. To give to all liberally and without approach, and it will be given to him. He'll give it to you without fault finding. To help you get out of some things. Amen. Sometimes God will impart wisdom to us and tell us we need to do some things different. You know, if you drinking a couple of 2 liters sodas every day, that might be a problem for you. You understand what I'm saying? But a person may not realize it. And we need wisdom. If any lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And now God may tell us, speak to us directly, or he may send someone else to minister to us. You're still here. But let me go ahead and read verse 6. It says, but let him ask how. Amen. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Now we know that if we lack wisdom, we can ask God, and he will liberally impart to us the wisdom that we need, whatever method he chooses to do it, how he chooses to do it. But he tells us to ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Anybody ever been there? Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Not because the Lord is mean, but because the man or woman is double-minded. That's what verse 8 tells us. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Unstable in all of his ways. Listen, we have to solidify our faith, and we got to stand on what God has said, regardless of what it looks like around us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So one of the things that we need to do is ask God for wisdom in any given situation. Lord, any wisdom that I need concerning this, Father, let me know. Impart it to me. Give it to me. Lord, any wisdom that I need, and expect him to do it. Expect him to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. You still here? I don't know if I'm going to finish this. Proverbs chapter 2, I believe it is. Turn there. Hallelujah. Listen at this. Proverbs chapter 2. It says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to what? Wisdom. Let me read that again. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment. Oh, wow. Did you grab that one? See, that's what wisdom is. It gives us the ability to discern some things. If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. Let me stop right there just a minute. I want to tell you something. There's some decisions that I've made in the past. I want to tell you I'll never make those again because I have learned some things. You understand what I'm saying? God gave me some wisdom to never make that mistake again. Hallelujah. So verse 3 again, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives what? For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Man, it's there for us. It's there for us. Ask for it. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Somebody say amen. Amen. Then you will understand the righteousness then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things. You ever seen some folks that are listening to any and everybody? I mean, listen to any and everybody. Don't have any discretion. I mean, you know, they said it must be right. Verse 12 again, I'm about to close this out. To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of unrighteousness and walk in the ways of darkness. That's what wisdom will do for you. The wisdom of God will keep you out of a lot of mess. So during your asking, ask God for wisdom for every day. Folks, I'm talking about me right now. I'm talking about James. I do not like making dumb mistakes. Don't like it. Praise God. So it's okay to ask God for what we need. And as a matter of fact, if we walk in wisdom, there's some things we won't even have to ask God for, because we'll have them because we're wise people. Amen. Any y'all still out here? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Impart to us wisdom, Heavenly Father, to live every day that you give us, to walk in your will, to walk in your word, to walk by faith, to know what your will is. Being able, dear Lord, to redeem the time, because we know that the days are evil, but we walk in your wisdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Those of you that's watching the live stream, just before I leave, I just want to extend to you an invitation to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. That's very, very important. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Still true today. We must be born again. That's the only way you can be right with God, is to be born again. Having Jesus Christ in your heart, in your life, as your Lord and Savior. I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me, to receive him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the only begotten Son of God. I believe God the Father sent you here into the earth to live here, to die here, to be raised from the dead here for me, so that I could be born again. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I make you Lord over my life. I make you my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I understand without you I'm a sinner, but forgive me of my sins. I give you my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, saving me, and setting me free, and giving me eternal life. I thank you. Praise God, praise God. If you prayed that prayer with us, contact us and let us know that you did. We want to rejoice with you. Amen. And there's some information on the screen where you can contact us. We would love to hear from you and rejoice with you. Also, any sick that's viewing this service, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are sick, and I ask you to touch their bodies, Father God. Touch their bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Bring healing to them right now. Just reach out and touch God with your faith right now. Reach out and touch Him with your faith. Receive your healing.